Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Govichana Vanahava Girivana Dari Jaya Jaya Govichana Vanahava Girivana Dari Jaya Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Gauranittai Gauranittai Jaya Gauranittai Jaya Gauranittai Jaya Jaya Jagannath Jagannath Jaya Balade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Balade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Rukmini Dogadesh Rukmini Dogadesh Rukmini Dogadesh Rukmini Dogadesh Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya 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 Prabhupada, Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Om Vishnu Padapanamaham Saprayana Jakcharya Ashtadasatta Shri Shrimat His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Fundacharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupada Panamahamsa Parida Chakcharya Ashtada Satta Shri Shima. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Hari Rastaku Ki Jai. Prince Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadatra, Sri Vasadi, Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopinath Shyamakun Radhakun, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai, Sri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai. Hare Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai. ISKCON Youth Agadam Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Hare 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 Bo. All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis. Hare Krishna. All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis. All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityam. Narayana Chaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Udidayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 13, Text Number 18 through Text Number 23. Because there is no purport from Text Number 18, 19, 20, 20. Oh, there's a short purport, 22. So we will do 23 together. So I just chant the other verses myself. Itya pityaya to nasa vivaras sahasanaga varahatako niragat angusta parimanaka. Translation. O Sinis Vidura, all of a sudden, while Brahma was engaged in thinking, a small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was not more than the upper portion of the thumb. Text number 19. Tasya vipasyata kasta shanena kira bharata Gaja macha pravaride tadabhutam abu maha. Translation. O descendant of Bharat, while Brahma was observing him, that boar became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation as gigantic as a great elephant. Text number 20. Marichi pramukai viprai Kumarai manu nasaha drishtvata sokaran rupam takayam asa chichada. Translation. Struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boar-like form in the sky, Brahma, with great brahmanas like Marichi, as well as the Kumaras and Manu, began to argue in various ways. Text number 21. Kineta sukara vyajam, satvam divyam avastitam, aho bhatascharyam idam, nasyayam me vinishtitam. Translation. Is that some extraordinary entity come in the pretense of a bull? It is very wonderful that he has come from my nose. Text number 22. Drishton kushta shiro macha shanagada silasama apisvi bhagavam esha yakyo me kadayamana. Translation. First of all, this boar was seen no bigger than the tip of a thumb, and within a moment, he was as large as a stone. My mind is perturbed. Is he the supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu? Nah. Translation. Oh, purport. Since Brahma is the supermost person in the universe, and he had never before experienced such a form, he could guess that the wonderful appearance of the boar was an incarnation of Vishnu. The uncommon features symptomatic of the incarnation of Godhead can bewilder even the mind of Brahma. So let's do text number 23 together. Iti mimam satas tasya brahmana saha sunubi bhagavam yagya purusho jagajat kinja sanibi asaniba iti mimam satas tasya Brahmana saha sunubi Bhagavan yagya purusho Jagajakenja saniba Iti mimamsa tastasya Brahmana saha sunubi Bhagavan yagya purusho jagajagenja sanibha iti mimamsa tastasya brahmana saha sunubi Bhagavan yagya purusho Jagajagenja Saniba. Maharaji's Brahma Purusha iti thus mimamsata while deliberating tasya his brahmanaha of brahma saha along with sunubihi his sons, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Yajna, Lord Vishnu, Purushaha, the Supreme Person, Jagaja, resounded, Aga Indra, great mountain, Sani Baha, like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. While Brahma was deliberating with his sons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, lorded tumultuously like a great mountain. Purport. It appears that great hills and mountains also have their lording power, because they are also living entities. The volume of the sound vibrated is in proportion to the size of the material body. While Brahma was guessing about the appearance of the Lord's incarnation as a bull, the Lord confirmed Brahma's contemplation by roaring with his gorgeous voice. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtan Stapidan Yena Bhutare Swayanupa Kadama Hyan Tadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachata Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tamsa Jivam Satvaitan Savaduta Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Chakapate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishvanevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Iti Mimam Satastasya Brahmana Saha Sunibi Bhagavan Yakya Purusho Jaga Jagenja Suniba. Translation again. While Brahma was deliberating with his sons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu roared tumultuously like a great mountain. So here, Maitreya Muni is continuing telling Vidura, you know, the story about the appearance of, you know, Varahadev. So in the purport of the verse 22, Srila Prabhupada, he said, the uncommon feature symptomatic of the incarnation of Godhead can bewilder even the mind of Brahma. So it reminds me the story of Indra, the king of heaven, in the Krishna book. Because there was one time that Indra, he was actually bewildered by the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. There was one time that Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, he collected a lot of items lot of things like rice, dal, halwa, pakora, puri, and all kinds of milk preparations such as sweet rice, rabri, sweet balls, sandesh, baskura, and ladus. It collect a lot of items just want to start the Indra Yagya, the worship of Indra. But Krishna doesn't like this idea to worship the demigods. He wants to stop his father Maharaj Nanda to do that. So somehow he convinced his father Nanda Maharaj, to stop performing the Indra Yagya, and instead of performing the Indra Yagya, he used all the items prepared for the Indra Yagya to worship Govardhan Hill. And then, when Indra got the news about this, he became really mad, really angry. So Prabhupada, he said here, when Indra understood that the sacrifice which was to be offered by the cowherd man in Vrindavan had been stopped by Krishna, he became angry. And he vented his anger upon the inhabitants of Vrindavan who were herded by Nanda Maharaj. Although Indra knew perfectly well that Krishna was personally protecting them. So, as the director of different kinds of crowds, so Indra immediately called the Samvartaka crowd. So what is this Samvartaka crowd? Prabhupada explained here, this crowd is invited when there is a need to devastate the whole cosmic manifestation. You can see how, strong is this, how heavy this is, this Samvartaka, crowds. So the Samvartaka was ordered by Indra to go over Vrindavan and inundate the whole area with an extensive flood. Demonically, Indra thought himself to be the all-powerful Supreme Personality. And then Prabhupada, he explained that when demons become very powerful, they defy the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead. And although Indra, is not a demon, but he was puffed up by his material position. And he wanted to challenge the Supreme Controller. So Indra, he thought himself, at least for the time being, he is as powerful as Krishna. So Indra, he said, just see the impudence of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They are simply inhabitants of the forest. But being infatuated with the friend Krishna, who is nothing but an ordinary human being, they have dared to defy the demigods. And then we all know that Krishna, immediately lifted up the Govardhan Hill for 7 days and 7 nights with his little finger, left hand, with the little finger of his left hand for 7 days and 7 nights. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan underneath the Govardhan Hill, they are not feeling any hunger, thirst, or tired. Yeah. And then Indra, he understands, actually, Krishna is actually his master. He has committed great offense, And then what did he do? So he came, still sneakily. He doesn't want to, broadcast his mistake. So he is a kind of hiding. So he come to Lord Krishna secretly. And he made nice prayers to Krishna. He said, to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord," Indra said, "being puffed up by my false prestige, I thought that you had offended me by not allowing the cowherd man to perform the Indra Yagya. And I thought that you wanted to enjoy the offerings that were arranged for the sacrifice. I thought that in the name of Govardhan sacrifice, you were taking my share of profit. And therefore, I mistook your position. Now, by your grace, I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, and that you are that you are transcendental to all material qualities. Your transcendental position is called Vishuddha Sattva, which is about the platform of the material modes of goodness. And your transcendental abode is beyond the disturbance of the material qualities. Your name, fame, form, quality, paraphernalia, and pastimes are all beyond this material nature. And you are never disturbed by the three material modes, Yeah. So actually, probably he had, there's a very nice verse in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna telling us that, jama kama chame divyam evan yoveti tatpadaha, tatvan deham puna jamam naitima etisho arjuna. That means, whoever knows that Krishna's appearance and the disappearance are transcendental, are not material, then, he is fit to go back to the spiritual world. Yeah. So that's why Indra, he's here praying that Krishna, is never disturbed by the material modes, Your abode is accessible only for one who undergoes severe austerity and penances and become completely free from the onslaught of material qualities like passion and ignorance. If someone thinks that when you enter within this material world, you accept the modes of material nature, he is mistaken. So the waves of the material quality are never able to touch you, and you certainly do not accept them when you are present within this world. Your lordship never conditioned by the laws of material nature. And Lord Indra, he continuing making lots of beautiful prayers, It's in the Krishna book. We can definitely, it's really beautiful prayers. We can all, read them after the class, Very nice, And then Krishna forgive his offense, and Indra went back to, to the heavenly planet. Yeah. It is also reminds me a prayer by Queen Kunti in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Queen Kunti, she said, Maya javanika chanam agya dokshajan avyayam nanaksha se mudadrisha nato natya daroyata. Queen Kunti said, that being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irrevocable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. So, Srila Prabhupada, he said that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna affirms that this intelligent person mistake him to be an ordinary man like us, and thus they did ride him. The same is confirmed herein by Queen Kunti. So the less intelligent person are those who rebel against the authority of the Lord. Such persons are known as asuras. Yeah, the asuras cannot recognize the Lord's authority. When the Lord himself appears among us as Rama, Nishinha, Varaha, or in his original form as Krishna, he performs many wonderful acts which are humanly impossible. As we shall find in the 10th canto of this great literature, Lord Sri Krishna exhibited his humanly impossible activity even from the day of his lying on the lap of his mother. And then Prabhupada, he gave some examples. For example, he killed the Putna witch. Although she smeared her breast with poison just to kill the Lord, the Lord sucked her breast like a natural baby, and he sucked out her very life also. Similarly, he lifted the Govardhan hill just as a boar picks up a frog's umbrella, and stood several days continuously just to give protection to the residents of Vrindavan. Probably again mentioning the pastime of Govardhan Leela. Yeah. These are some of the superhuman activities of the Lord described in the authoritative literatures like Puranas, Itihasas, and Upanishad. He has delivered wonderful instructions in the shape of the Bhagavad Gita. He has shown marvelous capacities as a hero, as a householder, as a teacher, and as a renouncer. He is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by such authoritative personalities like Vyasa, Devala, Asita, Narada, Matva, Shankara, Ramanuja, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and all other authorities of the nine. He himself has declared as much in many places of the authentic literature, and yet there's a class of men with demoniac mentalities who are always reluctant to accept the Lord as the supreme absolute truth. This is partially due to the poor form of knowledge and partially due to their stubborn obstinacy, which results from various misdeeds in the past and the present. Such persons could not recognize Lord Sri Krishna even when he was present before them. Yeah, just like the big demon Shushupal, he challenged Krishna as well as Kamsa, even Lord Krishna appeared before them. But they cannot understand that Sri Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. So such persons could not recognize Lord Sri Krishna even when he was present before them. Another difficulty is that those who depend more on the imperfect senses cannot realize him as the Supreme Lord. Such persons are like the modern scientists. Yeah, Prabhupada here mentioning the modern scientist. Yeah. Prabhupada, he said, they want to know everything by their experimental knowledge, but it is not possible to know the Supreme Person by imperfect experimental knowledge. He is described herein as a dokshaja, or beyond the range of material knowledge. So actually, you know, we human beings, we actually have four defects. First of all, you know, our senses is not perfect, you know. And then, you know, we are constantly in big illusion, thinking, you know, this material body is our true self. And we also have a tendency to cheat and to be cheated, you know. So that's why Prabhupada, he said here that, you know, they want to know everything by their experimental knowledge. How can your experimental knowledge, you know, be perfect if we tend to commit mistakes, right? Prabhupada, he continues, said that, but it is not possible to know the Supreme Person by imperfect experimental knowledge. He is described herein as a dokshaja, or beyond the range of experimental knowledge. All our senses are imperfect. We claim to observe everything and anything, but we must admit that we can observe things under certain material condition only. Yeah, this is really true. For example, our eye, you know, can only see a certain, you know, kind of waves, you know, but we cannot see even infrared rays, you know. Yeah. So our senses are limited. Yeah. The Lord is beyond the observation of sense perception. Queen Kunti accepts this deficiency of the conditioned soul, especially of the woman class, who are less intelligent. For less intelligent men, there must be such things as temples, mosques, churches, so that they may begin to recognize the authority of the Lord and hear about Him from authorities in such holy places. For less intelligent men, this beginning of spiritual life is essential, and only foolish men decry the establishment of such places of worship, which are required to raise the standard of spiritual attributes for the mass of people. For less intelligent person, bowing down before the authority of the Lord, as generally done in the temples, mosques, or churches, is as beneficial as it is for the advanced devotees to meditate upon Him by active service. So there's another nice point that Srila Prabhupada said in verse number 23. Prabhupada, he said that it appears that great hills and mountains also have their lording power because they are also living entities. Yeah. So we often find that the big mountains, they have water, the waterfalls. They are made from earth, of course, we can immediately understand. And sometimes they have fire inside the mountain also. And sometimes if the fire is too much, then volcano will come out. It will erupt. And actually, it reminds me a story of, you know, Govardhan Hill. Yeah. This is a story, because Govardhan Hill is actually a person. Reminds me of Govardhan Hill's story. Yeah, actually in the Shastra, in the Vedas, it is said that mountains are living entities who would move, grow, and fly, and then anywhere they liked. So once upon a time in the land of Samadhi Dweep, there is a mountain whose name is Jonachal. Jonachal's wife, who is also a mountain, you know, he gave a birth to a son, and he named his son Govardhan. But one time, you know, there's a great sage. He was visiting that place, and he was really, you know, attracted by that mountain. And the sage was thinking, you know, the name of the sage is Pulastya Muni. So he's thinking, if I can take this mountain to my place, I can do very nice, you know, meditation, tapasya there. So this Pulastya Muni informed Jonachal that he was on pilgrimage to all the holy places and that he resided in Kashi. He explained that although Kashi was so auspicious due to the presence of the Ganga flowing through the city, and there were no hills possessed of such beauty as Govardhan. So therefore he asked Jonachal if he would give his son Govardhan to him so that he could bring Govardhan to Kashi, so that he could perform his tapasya very nicely, in very nice environment there, you know. The sage was thinking like that, you know. Of course, as the father of the son, you know, Jonachal did not want to give Govardhan. And he cried in thought of possible separation from his son. But the mountain Govardhan, he was very smart. So Govardhan, he pretended to agree to go with the sage on one condition. So the one condition is that the sage cannot stop in the middle, cannot put him down in the middle. If he put him down, then he will not move. Yeah. So while the sage, you know, and then the sage, with his mystic power, he hold the Govardhan hill and start to, you know, fly back to Kashi. But on the way, you know, the Govardhan hill, using his mystic power, so that the Muni, Purusha Muni, he's feeling the need to relieve himself. That means, you know, he creates situation that the Muni immediately wants to go to restroom to answer his natural call. And then, you know, the sage, you know, placed the Govardhan hill down, and after he, you know, went to the restroom, he tried to lift the Govardhan hill again. And no matter how hard he tried to, so Govardhan hill didn't move even an inch. So you can see that even the mountains is a kind of person, is has personality, is a living entity. Yeah. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.
एनिमी स्टेक मानी जी.